Mutahharat. Prayer is Allah's most important obligation on us. It is a pillar of our religion. It is the key to paradise. To perform this great act of worship, one must face Allah with a clean body and soul. To make the soul tahir, clean, one must perform wudu, ghusl, or tayammum. And to make the body tahir, one must clean his or her body and clothes so that none of them are najis, or impure. Therefore, we need to know what the mutahharat, or cleansing, which cleanses what has become najis. They are as follows: water, earth, sun, transformation, transference, Islam, succession, removal of the najis substance, istibra of an animal which eats human feces, a Muslim being away for a while. Meaning, if a Muslim who has a najis object leaves us for a while, and our presumption is that he has made that object tahir during that time, we don't need to consider that object najis anymore. The urine and feces of a halal animal which has developed a habit of feeding on human feces is najis. For them to become tahir again, the animal must be kept from feeding on human feces for a certain period of time. For the body of an animal to become tahir, all that needs to be done is to remove the najis substance. Succession is when a najis object becomes tahir because of another object becoming tahir. For example, after a human corpse is finished being washed as ghusl, the utensils used for washing it and the person washing it will become tahir without having to wash them separately. Non-Muslims are najis and only become tahir when they convert to Islam. When the blood of humans or animals with gushing blood is transferred to the body of a creature that doesn't have gushing blood, and it is considered a part of its body, it becomes tahir, like the blood in mosquitoes and ticks. Transformation is when a najis substance or an object that has become najis transforms into a different entity. For example, if a najis stick burns, it transforms into ashes, and it is no longer wood. Or when wine transforms into vinegar, it is no longer wine, and as a result, they are no longer najis. With certain conditions, the sun can make the exterior of houses, trees, and the earth tahir. Some of those conditions are completely removing the najis substance, wetting the surface, and allowing the wetness to be dried only by the sun. To make the bottom of the feet or shoes, which have become najis while walking, tahir, one can take 15 steps on tahir dry ground after removing all of the najis substances. Water is one of the most important substances which we come in contact with on a daily basis. It has different purposes, including drinking, washing the body, washing the clothes, washing various utensils, and even making wudu and ghusl. For this reason, it is important to know the different types of water and their rulings. Water is either pure or mixed. Mixed water is water that is mixed with something in a way that is no longer called water. For example, lemonade is water that is mixed with sugar and lemon juice, but it is not called water. If water is not mixed in such a way, or if it is not mixed at all, it is called pure water. Based on this, a normal amount of minerals or additives will not cause the water to be mixed water. Mixed water cannot make a najis object tahir. Also, wudu and ghusl performed with it is invalid. And if it comes in contact with a najis substance, it too becomes najis. Pure water is divided into the following categories. If it measures to that of a container, which is 3.5 hand spans in length, width, and height, it is called gur water. Some Majas say that 3 hand spans is enough. An important characteristic of gur water is that when a najis or ritually impure substance like blood touches it, but the color, smell, or taste of the water doesn't change, it does not become najis. One can even make an object tahir, or richly pure, with that water. Water that is less than gur in measurement is called kalil water. If something najis reaches this water, all of the water will become najis. However, with the conditions that will be explained later, kalil water can make a najis object tahir or ritually clean, but the water that is used becomes najis. Water that springs out of the ground and is moving is called running water. Running water has the same rulings as gur water. Well water is also the same. If one drops a najis substance into a well, the well will not become najis until the color, smell, or taste of the water changes. Another category of pure water is rain. If something that has become najis is put under rain, after the najis substance has been removed, every part of the object that rain reaches becomes tahir. Squeezing carpets and clothes is not necessary when washed with rain. Likewise, when it is raining, rainwater that collects in the form of a puddle and rainwater that runs on the ground will make najis objects tahir. The only condition for this is that no najis substance remains on the item.